Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
Good morning, 8:13. Gonna be gorgeous out there today.
I think there's a slight chance
that we could get a shower today. But it's a very slight chance. Close to 90, high 88, 88 again tomorrow. It's Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. And my guests are Crystal Wilson with Shave for the Brave. She is the co-founder. Crystal, how are you?
I'm good.
Take a deep breath. Crystal showed up. Justin Johnston is also here. Justin, how are you?
Doing great, Eric. Thanks.
Me and Justin agreed that Crystal shows up like she always shows up.
She runs about 15 minutes behind every meeting.
She makes your heart beat a little faster if you're a host of a radio show. But she gets here, and I love you so much. I couldn't be mad at you for a second.
One today was not my fault, I swear.
Yeah, she came in.
I swear.
It was my phone. It went black. Your phone's like dead.
Done.
And it's your,
gone.
It's your
life.
It's your alarm.
And it's my alarm clock my entire life.
But you made it. Thanks for
I made it.
I knew you would. We texted you. We tried to call you, and she made it here on time, and that's all that's important. Galesburg Live this morning with Crystal Wilson and Justin Johnson. Johnston, Justin, you're part of the Shave for the Brave crew. We'll talk to Crystal in a second about how Shave for the Brave started, but you've come aboard. You're from here, went to Texas, and came back, and you just wanted to get involved. How did you get involved with Shave for the Brave?
Well, it all started with a Facebook post asking, local Galesburg people about the different philanthropies that were going on and wanting to help out, and Crystal was right there with, please come help us. We need all the help we can get. And that's led into now the treasurer and also a board member for Shave.
Yeah. And it helps out. Did the fact that we're helping out our greatest American heroes, was that it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd been to the events with Crystal in the past, and it's a cause that's near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
I had a grandfather that fought for the country in the Korean War.
And, oh, great.
I couldn't think of a better way to spend my time.
Yeah. Shave for the Brave holds events and raises money to send veterans on the honor flight of the Quad Cities out to Washington, D.C., so they can touch that wall. They can see those monuments. They can see their buddies' names. They can have a moment, and a lot of them can get absolute closure. And I just thought about this for a second, Crystal. You told me I got to go on a flight. You said bring your video camera and come on that flight with us. When was it last?
October.
And I got to witness. And there were a couple of World War II veterans with us, right? Three of them. Since passed.
Oh, actually, I know of now four.
Four who have passed that were on that. And it's so amazing. And it's sad, of course, but what great lives and what great things they did for their country, but that they got to do that, a really important part of their lives, they got to maybe close a chapter.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome. Tell us, everybody, there are a few out there probably who don't know how Shave for the Brave started. How did it start before it was Shave for the Brave?
It amazes me every time I think about it because it was my friend James Pearl and I. We were honestly having a beer one night.
Yeah.
He had a long beard. He'd been growing for like a year and a half. And he said, hey, if you raise $1,000, because I know you can raise money, he's like, I'll shave it off. And I was like, okay. Well, the next day, I think one of us, I'm pretty sure I posted on Facebook because he doesn't. And people started saying, hey, I'll shave. And we decided to turn it into an event.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I mean, it was that simple. Just two people with an idea.
And on his shave, it was like $1,300.
Well, I think he raised $1,300. Man, feels like it was so long ago, but it was just a couple years ago.
Yeah.
In total, in 3 months, we raised $13,000.
$13,000?
Well, in total, because there was more participants that wanted to shave and so forth. So we latched onto the Big Band Barbecue at that point because we knew that was a great event that a lot of people go to, and I try to go every year.
Yeah.
And Chris LeGros and The Laser and you guys here at the radio station were gracious enough to let us join in. And we started shaving on a stage, and it grew from then.
Yeah.
And we decided that we wanted to give the money to the Honor Flight of the Quad Cities. James and I both have a lot of military in our history, and we really wanted to stay local. Not to say anything about any national organizations, but we wanted to make sure that money was spent here locally.
Yeah, Yeah. Well, national, let's be completely honest, national VA is kind of in a mess right now. So putting a spotlight on something good that's happening for veterans is amazing. Yeah. And there are a lot of organizations throughout the country doing it. And we'll talk more about how Shave for the Brave is maybe going to grow. And in 30 years, this thing could be worldwide, Crystal, or nationwide anyway. But let's go back maybe even further. Why did you decide that veterans, why did that come across your heart that military is where I'm going to put this money towards?
My dad did 3 tours in Vietnam, and he's always talked about it, and he was in the Navy.
Yeah.
I've seen his uniform, pictures. He's talked to me about everything that he did over there. I was really intrigued by that. And then my grandpa, he retired military, master sergeant, and he's buried at Arsenal Island.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's hard to talk about that because I was very close to him. And then my other grandfather died 3 weeks before I was born, and he was in World War II.
Yeah.
So it's like all these generations. My uncle died too, and he was a tank commander. So
did you think about going in yourself ever?
Oh, I did. Yeah. You know, actually, I'm too old now. It was my last birthday that I was like, I was honestly on the fence, and Will was like, really? And I'm like, I just feel like I want to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think I found my role. You know, when you find something and you realize that this is what you're supposed to do.
Your heart was redirected.
Truly what I'm supposed to do. Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah. It's 8:19. We're going to come back with our guest, Justin Johnston, with Shave for the Brave. He's on the board. We'll learn more about Justin and talk more about the big event coming up, the 3rd annual Beards and Brews. We can help out our greatest American heroes. That's on the way on Galesburg Live on 1400 AM, 93.7 FM. This is WGIL.